Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavana Antya Leela. Chapter 45, Scene 2, Why Krishna Sent Uddhava to Vrindavan. In the meantime, Uddhava, a cousin brother of Krishna, came to see him from Dwaraka. Uddhava was the son of Vasudeva's brother and was almost the same age as Krishna. Uddhava's bodily features resembled Krishna's almost exactly. After returning from his teacher's home, Krishna was pleased to see Uddhava, who happened to be his dearmost friend. Krishna wanted to send Uddhava to Vrindavan with a message to the residents in order to pacify their deep feelings of separation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yatha mam prapadyante, Krishna is very responsive. Krishna responds in proportion to the devotee's advancement in devotional service. The gopis were thinking of Krishna in separation 24 hours a day. Krishna was also always thinking of the gopis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and all the residents of Vrindavan, although Krishna appeared to be away from them. Krishna could understand how they were all transcendentally aggrieved, and so Krishna immediately wanted to send Uddhava to give them a message of solace. Uddhava is described as the most exalted personality in the Vrishni dynasty, almost equal to Krishna. Uddhava was a great friend, and on account of being the direct student of Brihaspati, the teacher and priest of the heavenly planets, Uddhava was very intelligent and sharp in decision. From the intellectual standpoint, Uddhava was highly qualified. Krishna, being a very loving friend of Uddhava, wanted to send him to Vrindavan just to study the highly elevated, ecstatic devotional service practiced there in Vrindavan. Even if one is highly elevated in material education, and even if one is the disciple of Brihaspati, one still has to learn from the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan how to love Krishna to the highest degree. Sending Uddhava to Vrindavan with a message to the residents of Vrindavan just to pacify them was Krishna's special favor upon Uddhava. Lord Krishna's name is Hari, which means one who takes away all the distress of the surrendered souls. Lord Chaitanya states that there cannot be at any time a worship as exalted as that realized by the gopis. Being very anxious about the gopis' grief, Krishna talked with Uddhava and politely requested him to go to Vrindavan. Shaking Uddhava's hand with his own hands, Krishna said, "My dear gentle friend Uddhava, please go immediately to Vrindavan and try to pacify my father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi and the gopis. They are all very much grief-stricken, as if suffering from great ailments. Go and give them a message. I hope their ailments will be partially relieved." The gopis are always absorbed in thoughts of me. They have dedicated body, desire, life and soul to me. I am anxious not only for the gopis, but for anyone who sacrifices society, friendship, love, and personal comforts for me. It is my duty to protect such exalted devotees. The gopis are the most dear. They are always thinking of me in such a way that they remain overwhelmed and almost dead in anxiety due to separation from me. They are keeping alive simply by thinking that I am returning to them very soon.
Chakvaturnamase shamandalapati Sreinim sada tuchabar Bhutvadina ganesha kau karunaya Kau pina kanta srita Gopi Bhavara Samritabdi Lahari Kalula Magno Mohu Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyaga Sri Jiva Gopala Ho Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.